quilted is what they would call it, and you know, it would look like some of them probably were stuffed with stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call it? Kind of old-fashioned kind of cover that's pieced with hand
piece. That's quilting.
Uh-huh.
Because my grandmother does that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, is a quilt different from a comfort?
Well, I don't know. I think so. But I'm not going to tell you which one is which. But I know the quilting, they do that quilting, you know, to make the comfort, you know. And it depends, I think, on what it's used in the middle.
Uh-huh.
The stitches is a different.
The fatter one, the bigger one. Uh-huh. Is the comfort.
Something like that, but that's quilting.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Okay. And have you seen anything that goes across your head of the bed that's sometimes you're round? It's like a pillow, and it's long.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know.
Okay, if you had something like that, you might say, that thing didn't just go partway across the bed, it went...
All the way across.
Okay. What would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children might especially like?
A pallet.
Okay. And if you owned a farm, there'd probably be two or three different kinds of land on your farm, right? I mean, different kinds of things. What would you call a kind of land that would be low-lying land along a stream, and sometimes the stream would overflow it in the spring, and then maybe you could go back and plow it later. Do you have a name for that? Okay. What would you call a field that might be good for nothing but raising grass and clover around alfalfa for hay? You
ready
for that?
I don't know.
Okay. You might say, we expect a big yield from that field because the crop is the soil is very rich or very...
fertile.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You suppose there was some land that had water standing in it a lot of the time. What kind of land would you say?
Swampy.
Okay. Would a swamp be someplace that's big or little? Or either?
I think it could be either. I don't think it could be.
Okay. Say you had a swampy place. It was like a swampy place, but it was along the sea. What would you call that?
Swampy land, I guess.
Okay. Talking about different kinds of soil. What kinds of soil are there? What different kinds of soil is there?
Oh, like some of it is sandy.
Yeah.
And
what else?
And black soil. You know, it's a different thing. You know, some of it's really dark.
Yeah.
Black soil, black land, some of it's red looking sandy, or some of it's more clay looking.
Yeah. What would you call something that's part sand and part clay? Do you have a name for that?
Part sand and part clay.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. If you had some swampy land, okay, and you want to get that water off of it, you say you're going to what the water off?
Drain it off.
What?
Drain it.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you had to dig in order to drain it?
I don't know what you call it.